For many Wisconsinites, fishing is more than just a pastime. In today's edition of Wisconsin Life, a Shawano angler is making waves in a male-dominated sport.
I've never had that go out, throw the bobber out, drink a beer, and oh, this is, you know, fun and relaxing. If it rains, we're going to go in. I never had that. I've always had the drive. There are those of us that cannot turn this off. My name is Marianne Husky, and I'm a professional walleye angler. Well, we're starting up the four-stroke Strike Master auger. Real easy to use. I grew up in Charlevoix, Michigan. I guess you could say from a child I was always outside. My father didn't have any sons, so I was the one that was helping him in the garage, using a chainsaw to help cut up wood. And then my grandfather and grandmother retired on Lake Michigan. He would take me out on the Great Lakes for salmon. So that's where the fishing obsession began. This is a Plano box full of Berkeley Flicker Shad, number 7. So I probably have about 20 different crankbait boxes, just with the Berkeley Flicker Shads, then the Kin Chow Minnows, then the Reef Runners, etc., etc., etc. When I caught my first walleye, which was through the ice, it absolutely was so exciting. As a matter of fact, I was so excited that I showed everyone, and then I turned around and threw it back down the hole. And then I didn't want to tell anyone that I did that. So it was one of those mistakes that we've all made.
How many lures do you think you have?
Oh my gosh. Maybe 5,000, 6,000?
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to count them. The first professional tournament I fished was in April of 2009. At the time, my husband and I owned a construction company, and I had just shut down a clothing store that I had owned for 5 years. The week after, he fell off the porch, had a head injury, and had a heart attack previous to that. So he was on blood thinners, and his brain hemorrhaged instantly.
At that point, you know,
I was ready to quit. Yeah. Yes. The other professional anglers said, you need to keep going. Being on the water, it helped. In 2012, I won the Angler of the Year award. It's very difficult to get. I was the first female to obtain this award. It was probably, for me, the best day ever, just because it was my grandfather's birthday that day. He had passed away the year before, and he was my inspiration, so everything clicked that day. That was by far my best day on the water.
Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. The series is a collaboration between Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. You can find more info at wisconsinlife.org. Now we're taking a look at an effort to get more women involved in fishing with Barb Carey. She's the president of Wisconsin Women Fish. Barb, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So about how many women are involved in fishing here in the state?
Well, you know, I don't have a statewide number. I couldn't find the state of Wisconsin statistics, but I know nationwide it's, you know, a huge industry, and it's the fastest growing demographic as far as licensed sales go is with women.
And so you see a growing number of women, even without the data, do you get the sense that Wisconsin's following that trend, more women getting out on the water?
Absolutely. I know based on our numbers, when we started out in 2010, we had 44 members, and now in 2014, we have 178 members, and that includes women from 5 different states, not just Wisconsin.
Why was it important to you to try to encourage more women to fish?
Well, when I was out fishing, I never saw any other women, and I just really enjoyed it so much. I thought, I can't believe there's nobody out here, no other women. They don't really know what they're missing. So that's kind of the reason I started Wisconsin Women Fish, just to kind of create events and invite women and try to get them more interested. And I found that once they had events to go to and some support around fishing, they were all in 100%.
when you talk to women who don't fish, what kind of objections do you hear? What reasons they give for not fishing?
Well, I think the biggest reason is they had never been exposed to it. You know, most people that fish fished as kids. And that's one of the big concerns in the fishing industry is kids nowadays aren't getting that exposure as they did previously. So there's a lot of efforts underway to get more kids involved and get them away from the video games. What I think is if you teach the moms, they'll teach the kids, because it doesn't do any good to stick a fishing pole in a kid's hand if they never go use it. So we're all into getting women and first-time women and even people that just had fished as kids and now are wanting to get back to it.
As you mentioned, a lot of times you'd be out fishing and you'd be the only woman in sight. How do the guys respond? How do the male fishers respond when they see that one of a kind, the woman out fishing?
Well, you know, it's interesting. You get a little bit of everything. In the early days, you know, I found that they were really willing to help and give you information. And, you know, now the bigger boats I drive, you know, they're less likely to give me information when they see me come with my, you know, high-tech boat out there. They're more like turning their nose up a little bit more, not feeling almost like there's some type of competition. And women don't feel that way at all. You know, oftentimes men will keep their fishing information secret. You know, it's something that they don't share. But women, I find, really want to share the information, and they want to share it with their friends, and they want to have it be more of a community thing with their fellow club members or fellow anglers. And there's not that element of keeping things a secret.
What is it that you love about fishing, Barb?
Well, I tell you, you know, I was out on the lake this morning, and there's these pine trees and eagles and beautiful clouds, and I fish everywhere from Lake Superior to rivers to streams, and it just creates adventure in my life. And when you're fishing, as long as you have a line in the water, something exciting can happen at any moment. Mm-hmm. And having that anticipation of something that's what I think anglers are drawn to. It's just a feeling that you get that something big could happen any moment, and a lot of times it does.
Did you start as a kid, or did you come into it later in life?
No, I started when I was a kid. I remember standing on a dock when I was a kid, and we'd catch 100 bluegills in a day just off the dock, you know. And my family didn't really fish. You know, surprisingly, I'm one of the only members in our family that are active in fishing. But I did have some cousins, some young cousins, and so that's kind of how I started.
Do you think people are more prone to take their sons out to fish than their daughters?
Well, not necessarily. You know, I do see a lot, you know, when I look in other boats, I do see a lot of young girls. I think that the anglers that are raising children, I think it's really important to them to pass on that tradition. Kind of the missing link there is that group of people that never got to fish as youth they're the ones that aren't passing it on to their children.
And what are you doing at Wisconsin Women Fish to try to bridge that gap and get people involved?
Well, you know, I find once people find us, oftentimes the women say, oh, I wish I'd have found you years ago, because it is quite a fellowship of people that are drawn together by this common passion. We have women from all over, then they stay connected. Someone just, like one club member was just driving through Minnesota. She lives in Wisconsin, and she just stopped in at one of the other gals' house in Minnesota, and they went fishing for the day. So having a peer group that you can learn from, and your skills can improve, and you can be exposed to new water and do it in the comfort of a group where you know you're going to be safe, you know you're going to be learning, and you're going to be having fun.
Well, just briefly, before I let you go, if there's a woman out there thinking, yeah, sounds good, sign me up, where does she sign up?
Well, we have a website that's www.wiwomenfish.com. And we also have a Facebook page, so we're really active on Facebook. If you just Google Wisconsin Women in Fishing, we come up all over the place. And surprisingly, the demographics of our women are oldest. Our oldest woman is 78 years old.
Never too late to start. Barb, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
That's Barb Carey. She's president of Wisconsin Women Fish.